Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, a warm and sunny day is unfolding. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, while Jerusalem enjoys a light breeze. In Haifa, it's a great day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilut is basking in bright sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, Donald Trump stated earlier today that Iran is serious, but not yet ready for a deal. Reports from the U.S. suggest Bahrain and Kuwait were secretly attacked in Iran. The U.S. embassy is urging its citizens in Israel to prepare for potential airspace closures. Also, Ynet reports that U.S. intelligence believes Iran's supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is actively pursuing a nuclear warhead. This news comes amid rising tensions in the region. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that U.S. intelligence agencies assess Khamenei's interest in nuclear weapons exceeds that of his predecessor. This marks a significant shift in Iran's strategic stance. Separately, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency highlights the return of fears of war in Israel amid the scorching summer as Iran targets other Middle East countries. And finally, I-24 News reports a deadly incident in the West Bank. Four Palestinians and one Israeli are dead, with six others wounded, after hikers encountered a group of Palestinians near the village of Tel. Here's what people are saying online. I-24N, EWS English, shared about President Trump's focus on economic partnership as fundamental to his Middle East policy, emphasizing investment as a path to prosperity. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, noted that Nauru is opening its first embassy in Jerusalem. He remarks that more countries recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Ihab Hassan posted a video showing Israeli settlers in the West Bank accusing them of terrorism after a Palestinian man was shot in Farah Ata during violent clashes. Now for more on those stories, starting with Donald Trump's comments on Iran. Israel Hayom reports that Trump sees Iran as serious about negotiations, but not ready to finalize a deal. This comes after secret attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait, suggesting heightened regional tensions. For U.S. citizens in Israel, the embassy's warning about airspace closures is a precautionary measure amid these developments. Turning to Iran's nuclear ambitions, Ynet highlights U.S. intelligence's assessment that Mojtaba Khamenei is actively seeking a nuclear warhead. This contrasts with his father's approach and raises concerns about a potential arms race in the region. Such developments could see increased diplomatic efforts or sanctions from the international community. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides further insight into U.S. intelligence evaluations. They suggest Khamenei's nuclear interest is part of a broader strategic shift. This change could lead to recalibrated foreign policies among Iran's neighbors and global powers. In earlier reporting, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency discusses the rising fears of war in Israel. With Iran targeting multiple countries, the possibility of conflict reaching Israel looms larger. This backdrop of regional instability could impact daily life and security measures in Israel during the summer. Finally, focusing on the incident in the West Bank, I-24 News details a deadly exchange between Israeli hikers and Palestinians. Tensions in the area remain high, underscoring the fragility of peace efforts. Such violence underscores the ongoing security challenges facing both Israelis and Palestinians. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli defense firms AI and Rafael are nearing a landmark €3 billion defense contract with Greece. This deal, pending parliamentary approval, could become one of Israel's largest defense exports. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a troubling trend in Arab authorities. CEOs serve an average of just 7 months due to severe demographic gaps and underutilized government funds, impacting education budgets. And finally, Globes reports Kamada's new $50 million plasma supply deal in Texas. This three-year agreement boosts Kamada's international presence and strengthens its financial position. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.